Aloha, beautiful. Great to have you back. Don't miss out on any episode. Follow me on Facebook where you will receive additional information. Just look for Tita May. And for now, I wish you lots of new inspiration. Aloha, my dear ones, and welcome to today's episode of I Am Aloha. We're having a nice full moon today. I hope you guys are able to enjoy this beautiful energies of this moon, which is also special. I read that it's supposed to be the smallest moon in the next 10 years. I'm not sure. I feel like every couple of moons we have a very special moon. I think every day that we live and feel the energy of the moon, we're just great, because the moon helps us to manifest things. The moon helps us to let go of things. And depending on how we use the moon's energy, we can always do something about it for ourselves. Just to give you a short update on my process, I'm still working on my projects, on my German projects. For myself, it's interesting because especially this week, I was remembering a couple of things that, like, going through the past 20 years of my life, which was interesting, like, to see certain things that happened, like stages, I would say, like stages, like walking through them again and just realizing how many gifts I actually received being here in the past 20 years. And I was giving the gift of spending, because I had one thing on my bucket list that I wanted to do before I leave Germany, which is a nice place to see the sunset. And I actually did. I finally did. Woohoo! And I'm hopefully going to be doing that a couple more times, because it's a very nice place in the middle of the city where you can actually watch the sunset in a very nice way. But that's just to the process I'm going through. I think it's also a little bit of, once you decide to leave a place, I mean, I don't know how many of you guys have had that, but for me, it's weird, because I used to be able to leave a place, you know, like growing up, my parents moved every 6 years, I think, because of work projects from my dad. So it was okay for me to move. And then suddenly I was on one place for the past 20 years. So that's interesting to have a place where I may have put my roots down in a certain kind of way, and now deciding to, I'm going to let go. So that's interesting. On one hand, it allows me to see the beauty of this place one more time. I feel like I'm actually seeing more. I mean, I used to be very thankful for a lot of things in the city, but I think appreciating it a little bit more now I think it feels a little bit more appreciative, although I believe I've always been very appreciative of the place, this place here, or actually every place I am in. So I'm going to be appreciating another place soon, but until then, I'm enjoying to be here. But yeah, so that was just a short update to my process. But what I wanted to talk to you guys about was actually something that came up for myself in the past couple of years, being on a spiritual path. And as I've mentioned, I've had several teachers on my path teaching me all different kinds of things. And some of them, I'm not saying all of them, because I had really great, great teachers. And sometimes the good ones are also the ones that show us a little bit different sides of themselves. And I had a couple of teachers that were showing me really, like, I don't want to call it a problem, but they were showing me sides where you could actually say that that's pretty much your ego talking, you know, like very egotistical kind of way, trying to prove themselves as the only good ones, or, you know, like you would actually say that it's an egotistical person. And for me, it was sad watching that sometimes, because it was, I remember one teacher actually doing that with me, but I also recognized that that was me not being in the self-love and self-recognition. So I needed someone to mirror me or show me that I wasn't appreciating myself. And that's okay. But I've also had a couple of teachers where I was sort of just the bystander of how they went into a ego fights with other people. And for me, it was weird because, you know, I tried to see what they are trying to show me of myself, about me, right? Because that's how we heal things within ourselves. So, and I kept like, it happened and I looked at it, and you know, sometimes you don't see the solution right away. So I was waiting for it to appear. And then I had another solution again a couple of weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, I think it was, another thing. And I was seeing that for me, it felt so weird being angry with this, or not really angry, but I felt like I wasn't treated right by one of my teachers. And but then it struck me because I was looking at it and I was like, okay, what does this show me? Because I don't feel like I'm being like, you know, an egotistical person. And sometimes when I have a problem or a topic like this, I try to look at it and see, okay, if this is supposed to be ego. From the Hawaiian philosophy that I've learned, there is no ego. The only thing that we have, that the Hawaiian philosophy has in its explanation, is that we have this three forms of consciousness, which is the subconscious, the conscience, and the higher self. And so what we would call the ego, you know, like when someone's really egotistical and doing something out of ego, as we say it in the Hawaiian philosophy, that would be in the subconscious. And another thing is that the subconscious is seen as this little child that remembers everything. So, and every pain that we suffer is in there. And it's called the inner child because most of the things and of programming that we receive happen when we're little. So that's one thing. So it's also seen as a little child. And then I was looking at it, at the situation I was having with this one teacher, and was like, wait, I am responding like this because I feel like I wasn't treated right. And if I look at it, probably that teacher was responding like it because he didn't feel he was treated right. And it was his little child having some fears happen. And that's why this kind of reaction happened. So, okay, well, maybe in this case, so it wasn't an action, actually, like it felt at first. It was a reaction that was done by his subconscious out of his fears. So to me, that was important because I realized, wow, this is like, this gives this person a completely different perspective, because I was seeing it from myself as this person, this grown up being someone doing something that he wasn't supposed to do or say. I think it was more say, you know, like acting. And I was in that moment of realizing that it's the inner child actually reacting because of some other fear being behind that, and that my reaction to the whole thing was also my inner child reacting to something, feeling like, hey, I'm being treated wrong. It gave me this possibility of compassion. And it was so beautiful to be able to be in this compassion for this person and for myself, of course, because I was feeling like I wasn't treated right. So, and probably he was too. And so being in this compassion of each other, that we don't have to judge each other, we can just be. And it's not necessary for me to judge in that bad way. And funny thing is that after I realized this and healed it a little bit for myself, I started getting different reactions from this teacher. So that this is for me, that was like Ho'oponopono, how it's supposed to be. I think I've already had one episode about Ho'oponopono, but just in case, a quick run through it. It's basically for me doing and living Ho'oponopono is seeing the mirror of things outside of myself, being mirrors of things that are happening inside of me. So in this case, it was me, my own inner child being and reacting a certain way. And on the other hand, it's also this us being there. Wait, let me, I just lost it there. On one hand, it's me recognizing my own inner child. Yeah, and sorry, now I got it. And recognizing that this outside thing happening was just a mirror of that. So in that moment of healing it within myself, suddenly this situation stops to being recreated on my outside world. So that was something wonderful. And another thing that happened in the same way, and I hope I can give pass this on to you, because I remember one of my teachers telling me that it's so important, especially in this kind of work, like when you do or work or live the Ho'oponopono, is recognizing that the innocence of the other people. And to me, it was like, wait, if this person is also just a product of things that have happened to that person. So basically, there is in nothing, there's never a bad intention behind something. I mean, I'm not, I don't want to get into like really bad stuff, but you know, like when someone really hurts someone else. But like if you took look at the normal things that happen in relationships with colleagues, with friends, with family, if you see the innocence in everyone, then you'll recognize that it's probably for whatever they do, it's their inner child acting in or reacting in pain to something that has happened to them. So, and that was freeing on this, on those two levels. On one hand, being able to go into this compassion, and on the other hand, being able to recognize their innocence. And in that moment, I felt like I could really release all the anger that I had up to that point towards certain teachers I had. To recognize that they were innocent in that moment of speaking things that hurt me. The same like I was innocent as well, because I was only hurt because it was mirroring something. It was showing me something that was wrong inside of myself. And by being able to do that, to allow myself and acknowledge for myself that I have this inner child that feels pain and reacts on that sometimes, it was just beautiful. And I hope by explaining this, and I hope I got it right for you guys, because I think it's very important when we are hurt, to look at it and to see what fear, what angst, what pain lies beneath it, that we what kind of emotion, and maybe even see whatever happened, if you can, if you remember. Sometimes we don't remember, and but it's only important is just to see that, to realize that we have this inner child inside of us that sometimes feels pain and needs to react on it for certain things and gets hurt and wants to react as well. So next time maybe you're angry at someone, maybe look at your own inner child that is being, why it's being hurt in that moment, why it feels pain in that moment. Yeah, and I think that's just a beautiful exercise. And with these words, I'd like to leave you for the weekend. I hope you can enjoy this full moon we're having, and I hope you can maybe look at yourself a little bit different with your ego or your inner child, whatever name you prefer. I hope that you have a blessed weekend and a very good next week. Sending you out a big hug. Bye, guys. Thanks a lot for tuning in again. I hope you were able to get some good takeaways for yourself. Please don't forget to subscribe to my channel and leave a review. And if you'd like to receive some more inspirational information, sign up to Tita May's weekly inspirations. You can find the link on my website, titameyola.com. I'm looking forward to inspire you some more. And until then, aloha mahalo, e ho'omaikai kakou, e ahui ho.